Welcome to our deep dive into algorithms.
Yeah, algorithms are everywhere.
They really are. And, sometimes they're kind of mysterious.
Right. Like, how do they even work?
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today.
Looking at how they perform with these two really different data sets you gave us.
Yeah, fashion images and then like particle behavior.
Pretty different.
Totally. So no coding experience needed here.
Nope. We're breaking it all down.
We'll explore how each algorithm works and why some do better than others on certain tasks.
And what those tasks even are.
Right. So first up, let's just get a handle on the data sets themselves.
Okay, sounds good.
We've got Fashion MNIST, which sounds kind of like a...
Like a fashion show for math problems or something.
Right, like very chic math
It's
problems.
actually a bunch of grayscale images of clothing, and they're all represented as like a grid.
Oh, like pixels.
Exactly, 28 by 28 grid of pixel values.
This is like a digital catalog of fashion.
Yeah, and we use it to teach computers how to see clothes.
Ah, so we're training an algorithm to be a fashionista.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, and then we have the particles data set, which sounds a lot more,
Mysterious.
yeah, a little bit more abstract.
For sure, this one uses five different features to track particles as they're emitted over time.
Okay.
It's kind of like you're looking through a microscope at a tiny universe.
Wow, from stylish outfits to tiny universes.
That's the range we're working with.
So we basically just threw a bunch of different algorithms at these data sets to see what would happen.
Exactly. The goal is to see which algorithms are best suited for which types of data.
Okay, so let's start with Fashion MNIST. Our analysis shows that k-nearest neighbors was super fast at training.
Yeah, it's known for that.
Why is that?
Well, KNN, it basically just memorizes the whole training data set.
So no real analysis, it just remembers everything.
Yep. Kind of like a photographic memory, but for fashion.
Interesting. Okay, so then how does this photographic memory do when it has to classify new images?
So when we used five neighbors, meaning it looked at the five most similar examples,
Okay.
KNN got about 85% accuracy on the test images. Not bad at all. But Random Forest actually did even better, almost 88% accuracy.
Wow, what's random forest secret?
It's what's called an ensemble method,
Yeah.
which basically means it combines multiple decision trees.
Okay.
Each of those trees is trained on a slightly different subset of the data.
So it's like a team of fashion experts.
Yeah, exactly. All
Yeah.
pooling their knowledge together.
Makes sense. But that teamwork probably comes at a price, right?
You're right about that Random Forest is super accurate, but it takes longer to train.
Right, because it has to build all those trees and.
And coordinate them. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's more complex than just memorizing like KNN does.
Okay, that makes sense. What about decision trees on their own? Do they do okay with the fashion images?
So decision trees, they kind of struggled with this one.
Why is that?
They look at one feature at a time,
Okay.
or in this case, one pixel at a time. Imagine trying to understand an outfit by just looking at one button.
Yeah, you'd miss the whole picture.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happens here.
They're quick, but they miss the context. Okay, how about logistic regression? How would it perform, especially with those quadratic features?
Yeah. So logistic regression, particularly with the quadratic features added, it hit a nice balance of accuracy and speed.
Okay.
And those quadratic features basically allow the algorithm to see more complex relationships between the pixels.
Instead of just like a straight line.
Yeah, you can see curves and bends, making it more adaptable.
So we're giving logistic regression a better lens to look at the data.
You got it.
Awesome. Okay, let's switch gears from the fashion runway over to particle physics.
Okay, let's see how our algorithms handle that.
So with the particles data set, we see some similarities, but also some differences.
Right.
K-nearest neighbors, or rather its regression form, k-nearest regressor.
Yeah.
It did pretty well, especially when we told it to use more neighbors.
It's still using that same idea of finding similarities,
Right.
but instead of classifying an image, it's predicting a number.
Okay, so instead of saying that's a dress, it's saying that's a burst of 100
Yeah.
particles. Got it. What about regression trees? Did they figure out the particle world?
You know, they actually struggled a bit, just like the classification trees did with the fashion images.
Fair.
They just don't handle complex relationships between features very well.
So when individual features are super important,
Yeah, that's where they shine.
but when it's more about how the features interact,
Then they tend to fall short.
interesting. So it seems like focusing on single features isn't always the best strategy.
Nope, definitely not.
Yeah.
What about Random Forest? Did its ensemble approach do well with particles?
Let's see. Yeah, it looks like it had a really low error rate.
It's a pretty versatile method. It can handle different types of data,
Yeah, it's like having a whole team of physicists working together,
each with their own specialty.
right, to figure out the mysteries of those particles. But remember how Random Forest was slower to train with the fashion images?
Oh, yeah.
Was it the same deal here?
Yep. Still a bit slow to train. All those decision trees take time.
Especially with complex data. So patience is key with Random Forest. But hold on. Our report says linear regression actually won this round.
Yeah, with the quadratic features, remember?
Right. That's kind of surprising.
Sometimes the simplest approach can be the most effective.
So even though it's a more basic algorithm, it did better than those fancy ensembles.
Because it was the right tool for the job.
It's all about finding the right match.
Exactly.
Okay, so back to KNN for a sec. The report says it's faster to train, but slower to test.
Yeah, that's the trade-off.
Can you explain that?
Sure. Remember how KNN memorizes the whole training data set?
Yeah, like a fashion photo album.
Oh, that makes training super fast. But testing is a different story.
Okay.
Because to classify a new image, it has to compare to every single example it's memorized.
Oh, wow. So it's doing a lot of comparing.
Tons of comparing, which can take time.
Especially with huge data sets.
Exactly. It's like trying to find a specific outfit in a giant walk-in closet.
That could take forever.
Right. But the report also mentioned that using more neighbors can actually improve accuracy.
So if it looks at more examples.
Yeah, it's like getting more opinions before making a decision.
Okay, so more neighbors, more information.
But there's a catch.
Uh-oh, what's the catch?
If you use too many neighbors, the accuracy can actually go down.
Why is that?
Because some of those neighbors might not be very similar.
Ah, so they could lead it in the wrong direction.
Exactly. It's like designing a dress based on feedback from 10 different people.
Sometimes too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so back to Random Forest for a minute. You mentioned that it's an ensemble method.
Right.
What does that actually mean?
It means it combines multiple individual models to make a stronger prediction.
So it's not relying on just one model.
Nope. It's like a team of detectives.
Working together to solve a case.
Each with their own approach.
Okay, that makes sense. So in Random Forest, we're combining multiple decision trees.
Exactly. And each tree is trained on slightly different data.
So it's like diversifying their expertise.
Yep. That helps to avoid the weaknesses of any single tree.
Okay. Strength in numbers.
Right.
But let's not forget about our surprise winner, linear regression with the quadratic features.
It just goes to show that sometimes a simple approach can be really powerful.
And that understanding your data is crucial.
Totally. You have to choose the right algorithm for the job.
So it wasn't just about using the most complex algorithm?
Nope, it was about finding the best fit for the data.
Okay, so those quadratic features were like giving linear regression a special tool.
Yeah, a tool that helped it see the data in a new way.
Like putting on a special pair of glasses.
And suddenly everything is clearer.
Exactly. So it's like we said before, understanding the algorithms and the data, that's super important.
For sure. What surprised you the most in all this?
Honestly, I was kind of blown away by how well Random Forest did across both data sets.
Yeah, it was really consistent.
Even though fashion images and particle behavior are so different.
Right. It still managed to be super accurate.
It's like the overachiever of the algorithm world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it does take its time with the training.
Right. Especially with that particles data set.
Yeah. All those trees take a while to develop.
But often that extra time is worth it for the accuracy.
It depends on your priorities.
True. Sometimes you need speed over perfect accuracy.
Definitely KNN is great for that.
Yeah, it was so fast at training.
Really efficient, especially for like initial explorations of data.
Right, when you just want to get a feel for things.
But it's not always the best choice.
Especially with big data sets or when things get complex.
Yeah, you can struggle with those.
So like a sprinter fast start, but maybe not marathon material.
Uh-huh. Good analogy.
Looking back on all this, anything else stand out to you?
Yeah, this just really reinforced how important it is to understand your data.
And match it with the right algorithm.
Exactly. You can't just pick an algorithm at random.
It's like matchmaking for algorithms and data.
Totally. You have to consider their strengths and weaknesses.
So that's why we spend time exploring and visualizing the data.
It's crucial for making informed decisions about which algorithms to use.
Like going on a date with your data before you get serious? What about those quadratic features? Seems like a small change, but made a big difference for linear regression.
Yeah, that's the power of feature engineering.
Sometimes a simple tweak can unlock so much.
It's like giving the algorithm a new way of seeing things.
Like putting on those stylish glasses.
And suddenly the world is clearer.
That's a great way to put it. Well, it looks like we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Time flies when you're having fun with algorithms.
That's right. Any final thoughts?
Just that the world of algorithms is constantly evolving.
So much to explore.
Keep experimenting. Keep learning. Who knows what you might discover?
Maybe the next big breakthrough algorithm.
It could be you.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was fun.
Until next time, happy exploring, everyone.